The Afterburner Transition Seminar helps veterans target career opportunities to improve their chances for success after leaving military service. The 8-hour course uses the military planning process with one big difference. David Finch Genthner is an Afterburner executive consultant.
We are all indoctrinated, we're all trained to think about the team concept. A lot of times these veterans have never sat down and thought about themselves. And we make them sit in this room for 8 hours and just think about themselves. This is the first time in your military career where you're being encouraged to use the term I. I did this. And think about yourself and think about how you can sell yourself to potential companies that are hiring.
Genthner says many veterans believe they're tied to their military jobs and cannot do anything else. Afterburner helps veterans assess their knowledge, skills, and abilities to broaden their career goals. The program also retrains and re-indoctrinates veterans for the business world. David McEwen is an Afterburner executive consultant.
We have a slide in the program that talks about PX and APFT, and we say, you know, when you came in the military, you had no idea what that language was. Well, you're going to have to learn about the new world that you're going to enter, what the C-suite is, what ROI, what a CEO is, what IPO is, EBITDA. We're going to change their mindset because they have to understand a new language.
McEwen says career success can help veterans avoid some of the potential pitfalls related to financial and relationship issues that impact some veterans in civilian life. More than 100 soldiers signed up for the Afterburner seminar at Schofield Barracks. Army Specialist Tara Bandon is leaving the Army after more than 2 years of service as an intelligence analyst.
I have 2 degrees, so I have software engineering, bachelor's and a bachelor's in pre-med, so I'm kind of at that crossroad right now. I just have so many options, so I'm going back to Seattle. My husband works for Facebook. I just want to get out, just transitioning back into civilian life and just building a plan.
Army Staff Sergeant Weston Adams served in the infantry for 8 years with tours in Afghanistan and Africa. He plans to pursue a degree in sports medicine and live in Eva.
I'm going to start a CrossFit gym up here in Wahiawa. I have a wife, Stephanie. We've been married for 5 years this year. No children. So it'll make transition a little bit easier. That's the plan. I'm ready.
Executive consultant Genthner says it's all about veterans planning ahead 3 to 5 years and Afterburner minimizing their fear.
Too often we get veterans that show up and I'm like, when are you transitioning out? They say 6 weeks from now. And I go, what's your plan? I go, I don't have one. Right. I'm going to go back home and figure it out. Well, you got to start being proactive. You can't be reactive and just wait for somebody to hand you a job or wait for somebody to give you the career of your dreams. You got to be proactive and go out and get it.
According to the Military Personnel Office, more than 4,500 soldiers separate from the Army at Schofield Barracks each year. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.